start off this hour here, we have the opportunity to talk to a living legend today, Frankie Avalon. Frankie Avalon's coming to the Sanger Theater this Sunday at 3 o'clock, and you can still get tickets, I believe, on the Sanger Theater's website, so just go to PensacolaSanger.com. And so join us right now on our News Radio 923 hotline is Frankie Avalon. Frankie, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, this is a tremendous privilege for me. I tell you, my mom's from New Jersey, grew up in the Meadowlands and then eventually Toms River area. And so she raised me on your music. She raised me on your movies. And I took her to go see Jersey
songs,
Boys when
Bobby.
When it came out. So this is a huge privilege for me to talk to you, Frankie.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Bobby, for having me, really.
So I gotta ask you. You know, you're known for your music. It's wonderful music, but that high pitched voice. You still doing that high pitched falsetto thing?
No. You got the wrong guy, Bobby.
Oh, the wrong guy.
Yeah. See, there's two Frankies at this day and age. There's a Frankie Avalon, who is a movie star. I'm the guy who's made over 40 motion pictures. I was in the film Grease. I played Teen Angel. You know, musical dropout, that thing.
Oh, yes.
You're thinking of the other guy, Jashari, with the whole high voice. That's Frankie Valli.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't
I know Frankie.
Sorry.
I got it mixed up.
We get mixed up all the time. First of all, I'm taller and better looking. No, I'm only kidding. He's my friend. We've been friends for years.
I apologize. I didn't mean to mix both of you up because you're the Ned Funicello connection. My mom always had me watching.
That's right. I'm Beach Party, Beach Party, son of a bitch. All those pictures, The Alamo, John Wayne, The Grease, and a lot of films.
So let me ask you this, because this was actually one of the questions I was going to ask you about films and about entertainment, because you've been in the industry for so long. What are some of the things that have changed in the industry that you kind of miss that used to be there?
Well, I'll give you one answer. Music.
Oh?
Music has changed considerably, drastically. And I'm you know, an old fogey, whatever, but I just remember songs, whether it's from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. In this day and age, it's something different. There's a lot of rap out there, which I don't associate with. But, you know, there's audiences for everybody, Bobby. But, you know, I think that the styles of a song with a lyric and a meaning to it and romantic, I think those days are gone. But, you know, there's the other generations. That's fine. But I still do what people want to hear and an audience and a generation out there. When I'm on stage, I do all the hits that I've had, and I've had a lot of them. From Dee Dee Dinah, Gingerbread, Bobby Saxon Stockings, Venus, Boy Without a Girl, Beauty School Dropout. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, tons of things. So I do that on stage, Bobby. I don't do anything else by that. I show films of my family. I have 8 children, 10 grandchildren. I go back into time with Dick Clark and show a lot of clips from there. And it's a fun show for the family. I love the fact in Pensacola, it's 3 o'clock. My audience will go there, have a great time, go have a nice dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Frankie Avalon here, he's going to be at the Sanger Theater this Sunday, 3 o'clock. So what are some things about the industry that has changed over the years that you think this is a good thing?
Well, no, the good thing, I mean, technically, you know, a lot of the technology is just a great advancement. I mean, the mere fact that, you know, you've got these monitors and microphones. And, you know, when I started out, there was, you know, the sound system was in the ceiling. You know, we would do a show on top of a sandwich shop or whatever. You know, I was doing one-nighters with Buddy Holly and Dion and the Belmonts and Sam Cooke. We traveled all over this country on a bus doing one-nighters. That was the inception of the change of music from the early 50s into the middle 50s and Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and that. So I'm part of all that stuff.
So you've been touring for so long now. So just touring has changed as well, not just the technology, but I think the way that people used to go and visit these things, like you're talking about these doing these one-nighters and things like that.
Yeah, right.
And so, I mean, now, how much touring do you actually do now?
I probably do maybe, and I pick and choose what I want to do at this point in my life, my career, because you say something changed. You know what's changed? Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Getting from one date to another. Yes, it's jets, it's quicker, but, you know, airports are jammed, cancellations, late flights, all that other stuff you have to deal with. And I deal with it, and so I probably do around, I'd say about 30 dates a year.
Okay, all right. That's still pretty busy right there.
But
I guess back when you were younger, you would drive to different locations. Wouldn't even.
Well, you would, but still, I mean, I started. I mean, I sound like a relic. you know, before jets. You know, I went to Australia in 1958 with the Everly Brothers and the Platters and myself, and that was before jets. I mean, I've seen tremendous changes, like a lot of people who are in my generation.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous. I think it's amazing that you like. We still have an opportunity to meet people like you, who we grew up with, and on screen, and being able to even if it's only 30 nights of the year, it's an opportunity to meet a living legend nowadays.
And, well, thank you.
So what can we? What else, you can't give us a little bit of a tease of what we can expect on Sunday?
Well, just tell us a little bit more about what we can. I did, and I do some clips from the different motion pictures and talk about Annette Funicello and the beach party. I show some of those clips there, my family. I sing all the songs that I just mentioned to you, and I relate to the audience. It's just a fun show. It's what show business was at one time, which has now disappeared, and there's only a few of us left doing it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Well, Frankie, I appreciate you joining me here on News Radio 923, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, Bobby, come say hello, and hopefully we'll get some people out there and just have a lot of good memories. And enjoy yourself. Sit back, relax, and boy, you'll think of a lot of things. When you hear these songs, you'll know where you were, what you were doing, and who you were dating, all that stuff. It's a very special time for me and for the audience.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go.
Thanks,
Frankie Avalon. What's it?